Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
The call to pick up armor and protect the country is not one many answer. Only the brave hearts and those who truly love the people of our nation take the selfless decision to serve and to protect. Our guest made this life-altering decision in 1986 as a constable, but has since risen up the ranks as now a major general, the Deputy Provincial Commissioner for Policing. The journey must have been an exciting one, but not without its challenges. I have with me General Soli Lisiya. I'm looking forward to having this conversation. Good morning, General.
Lerato and listeners, good morning.
General, may I call you General Soli?
Yes.
General Soli, I'd just like us to unpack a little bit about your journey from becoming a constable to becoming a major general. Please just walk us through that journey of how you managed to be where you are right now.
Okay. Yeah, Lerato, as you correctly indicated, I joined the South African Police in 1986, and I was trained in Hammanskraal Police Training College. And I started my career at Bayswater Police Station here in Bloemfontein as a gate guard. And as well as working patrols and whether it's foot beat or bicycle, I did all those things. And I went through the ranks and I worked in different units in the police. I started in the uniform branch and proceeded to detective branch, where I spent most of my career in the detective at Batu Police Station, investigating all cases, including inquests, murders, fraud, assaults, all theft, anything. And later I went to the provincial office, where I was the media liaison officer for the police. And then I moved to Sedosecha Police Station, where I became the detective commander. From there, I established the organized crime in the province. I was in charge of it. Thereafter, I was appointed as a station commander in Virginia. From Virginia, I was given the bigger responsibility of Tabong Police Station with more challenges. And then from there, I was elevated to the provincial office, where I became the provincial head for visible policing. Visible policing means that you are responsible for all police stations, men in uniform and women in uniform. Yes. Thereafter, I became the provincial head, operational coordination, where I coordinate all operations and events and stakeholder engagements with other government departments and external departments, and we do planning for all operations. I was responsible for planning and safeguarding the Confederation Cup, the 2010 World Cup, all elections. I'm responsible for planning for safeguarding elections in the Free State. Thereafter, I became the cluster commander for the Mangaung cluster with about, by then, 10 police stations. I was responsible for that. Thereafter, I was elevated to be the deputy provincial commissioner, responsible for the entire province, all police stations, all uniform specialized units. There are many specialized units. Example is your K-9, that is dog unit, public order police, highway patrol, flying squad, mounted unit, the equestrian, those with horses, the air wing, the public order police, those who normally visit you with unrest here, the TRT, those you normally call them amaberete. In the province, as well as the 111 police station, all men and women in uniform, functions which are conducted there, I'm responsible. Yes, I have my managers who assist me in the functions.
Yeah.
I report to the provincial commissioner, who is a woman, Lieutenant General Motsuenyane. Yes.
All right. Your bio is so extensive and it sounds so exciting. You went from the beginning being a gates guard and then moved it up into detective work, right? And then later on moved into a bigger post where now you had to coordinate certain units. I was caught when you said the Confederations Cup. I'm like, this is a big event. Can you tell me about the most exciting day in your career? I can pinpoint many that I'm interested about, but I want to hear about you. What was your most exciting day in your very extensive career?
An incident I don't forget is when I started investigation. And that Saturday, we were on duty investigating newly reported cases. Then there was a rape case reported. The lady was a nurse from Pelumi Hospital. Mm. She walked home in the evening, just after knocking off duty at past 7. And as she was walking in the field, somebody, the field is near the suburb, took her and raped her. But she managed to fight with the person, and the person also took a watch. And we were tasked with the investigation of that case. We asked the lady, can you recognize the person? Saying, if I see that person, I can recognize him. We took our photo albums of suspects who were arrested before. And she went through very thick albums because in the past we used manual.
Yes.
When she was in the third album, almost at the end, she identified a suspect. She said, this is the person who raped me. And one of her colleagues, she said, no, this guy is in prison. Ooh. It can't be him. Then we said, no, let's go and check. We went to the home of this person. And we did all this thing the whole day before we crack it. When we get to his home, sister says, no, he came out of prison this week. And we started searching for him because we could not find him at home. And until we get information, this guy will be on a bus to Jagersfontein. We managed to intercept the bus just near Hyperama. There was a stop sign there where it loads, it takes the last load. As we stopped, the bus stopped, the guy came out to urinate. And he identified him. We immediately searched him, could not find anything. And then we took him home. And we found the victim's watch with the sister. Remember, this was my first big case.
Yes.
I was never excited like that.
You cracked it.
We cracked it that day.
Yes.
And the guy was jailed, I think around 15 years jail for the incident. I think as a new constable, to crack such a big case, it's a day you'll never forget in your career.
Yes. And probably one that you always reflect back on and say,
yes,
I've done this, I can do more.
Yeah, there are many, but this was done at a lower level in the beginning of my career.
Mm.
Yes. But these are things police do on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And it must be a big achievement from your side as well. You said when you're doing it at the beginning of your career, but then you probably encounter so many cases that are so dreadful and so painful. And not many of maybe our students or the youth would want to go into your career because of the things that they might encounter. Mm. I'm curious about why you decided to join the police force.
My father was a police officer. He was a fingerprint expert. And fingerprint expert, you go to crime scenes, you take fingerprints, you take photos, body photos, you draft plans. And as a young boy, I used to travel with him.
Mm.
By then, he was doing the whole Free State. And I fell in love with the job. My two options was being a police officer or being a lawyer.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think I fell in love more with the one of being a police officer.
Yes, because you were exposed to it.
Policing
more.
By then. Yes. Yeah.
I guess then you were in love with the law. Whatever aspect of your life, you would have just chosen
Absolutely.
To represent the law in the
Absolutely.
Country.
Absolutely.
I'm very happy that you chose the path you did. You have accomplished a lot with the time that you have been given. Now, I want to know also, now we've spoken about the good parts and the most exciting part of your job. I want to know what do you find challenging in being a major general in the position that you are in right now?
Our main challenge is the crime levels and new modus operandi, new methods. in most of the time, criminals are innovative, or people who plan to do something very innovative. And you'll find that we need to be exposed first, and then we innovate ways to deal with it. But I think we are up to standard with our technologies. There are many crimes we can resolve, moreover, with our technologies. The latest technology which we are busy establishing units and training people is the usage of the drones. That will be very effective. For now, we work with stakeholders. And yes, we've got drones in the police. We've got people who are trained, but they are not all over. Mm. And the usage of those drones will be very helpful. Even in the mere commission of a CIT, cash in transit, in the CBD. Traffic is heavy. Our response sometimes is affected by traffic. But if we deploy a drone and we can direct our forces to intercept and close, and it will be very effective. We are busy doing that, because for now it's a little bit challenge because you need to train people. They need to be licensed and to do those things. Right. The other challenge for now with us is our fleet. Yes, we've got sufficient fleet, but if your fleet is most of the time in the garages because of our road conditions, and it becomes a challenge. But we have enough fleet. Sometimes it's the usage of fleet.
Yes.
Yeah.
For a young person who's hearing this interview, and they're deciding they'd like to pivot to join the police force, what would be the one thing that you tell them that they don't know about joining the police force?
Yeah, the police service.
Yes, police services.
Yes, yes. It's an exciting career, many opportunities. We've got all these careers, whether it's doctors, whether it's lawyers, whether it's pilots. We've got all those people in the police service. Mm. Most of our young people think to be a police, you must just be in the street and chasing criminals. Mm. We've got a lot of careers in the service. And we, from time to time, we do career exhibitions when we go to schools, shows, universities, we get invited. Our people do career exhibitions so that our young ones can know, even if I study to be a lawyer, I can still be in this organization.
So if a student would like to join, with whatever qualification they have, there are many facets that they can explore there. But they must also entertain the idea that they might find themselves in very sticky situations at any given moment. Thank you so much, General Solly. This was a very informative conversation that we had. But I have now my final questions, right? This is called the fire round.
Okay.
So with these questions, I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You must answer them as quickly as possible. You can't think about it. It's our fire round.
Okay.
If you think about it for more than 2 seconds, I'm going on to the next question, all right?
Okay.
Are you ready for our fire questions?
Fire.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Remote or on-site?
On-site.
Every morning I
take my breakfast.
My favorite word is?
Fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, General.
You got me there.
Yes, I saw that. That is the point of the fire question.
Yeah, I thought I eat something now. That's why I struggle with it.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. Our dear listeners, before we started our conversation, we spoke very extensively about breakfast. So General Solly really, really takes pride and respects breakfast time. So I understand when you say every morning I take my breakfast. It's very important. Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. Our conversation was really beautiful and informative, and I hope that it will help you also in the future, our dear listeners.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.